thank you. Shalom, everyone. A little bit louder. Come on, a little bit. That'll get it to go. You may be seated. May the peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you. We got death all around us in the world, getting worse every day. I hope you've taken note of that, not just from the poisons that we put in the atmosphere. And when I say poisons, I mean STDs. It's more and more they're getting to closer to finding that what is killing everything is not because they're starving to death or it's too cold. They've withstood winters before. Buffaloes have never died because of cold weather that I know of. But mankind is joining in other ways. Since the Roe versus Wade, I believe it was, there's been over 1 billion abortions. So mankind is adding murder and won't quit, won't repent, Yahweh says to this. We're adding murder in many different ways. Let me see, I want to skip some of this. The birds dying, the fish dying, penguins dying, everything is dying. The wheat crops, 40,000 acres of wheat crop lost already this year. Take your part in the Sabbath. If you haven't said, show me a job that I can do so I can get involved, do so. Make the Sabbath a blessing for your brothers and sisters. We'll find a way for you. I don't care if you're in a wheelchair or if you're, too hyper to stand still. We'll find a job for you. Now, last week we ended with an article from Interpreter's Bible Dictionary showing the word. It's always singular when it comes to the work of Yahweh, the work. And of course, we've got to get this in our minds. And what I was trying to get everyone to understand, I'm going to make sure that you do if I have to keep harping from now till Yahshua is coming. But this work that you see right now, it was planned long before the earth was created, of course. And of course, you were planned before the earth was created. That is your calling for you as an individual. And Yahweh shows this, and he shows that in this time period, you're called. When you're called, of course, you're called to his house, but you're called to Yahshua, who is high priest over that house. Now, this is what the scripture showed. There's no single works out there that belong to Yahweh. Can you have evil in a town and Yahweh not have a righteous work there also? Most assuredly, he will have no work unless it's prophesied by the prophets in advance. Now, he's prophesied that work, and this work in this time period is under, it's being guided and directed by Yahshua Messiah, who is the right-hand power of Yahweh at this time and was turned over to him as high priest. Now, he was the first one. He was the first one. And get this in your head. All the rest that came before him are dead and asleep. And of course, they know nothing at this time. Their body has turned back to dust, of course. But we, the last work Yahweh shows, is going to resurrect that first work. And this is what I keep harping on. As one of the apostles said, knowing these things, what kind of person should you be at this time? Well, extremely righteous. Well, I know you think you are, but if you're not taking a part, the part that Yahweh played from the beginning, He made the Sabbath a blessing. He made it a blessing. Take your part on the Sabbath, making it a blessing, or you're not keeping Yahweh's Sabbath as He kept the Sabbath. Now, what kind of person should you be? One who follows those laws. I know we get hung up on things and we even get mad when we don't understand it and thinking the house of Yahweh is doing something evil and we're so mighty righteous we're going to straighten out Yeshua and Yahweh, and they're up there just wringing their hands. What are we going to do here? Wow, we're going to have some help here in this. Do you see what's going on down there? Do you think that's the way Yahweh is? He says in no uncertain terms, I've created my house, I've established my house. He tells you who will establish it, and it's going to bring perfection. And that perfection is going to make you first, brethren. It'll make you first if you will humble yourself and get off of your high and mighty attitude and humble yourself as a little child and say, what am I supposed to do? What do you want me to do on the Sabbath day? And we'll find you a job. Everybody needs a job in the house of Yahweh on the Sabbath. And there is a job for you. Now, that's probably enough said at this moment, but I've got to get you to understand that. It's not always apparent when you're seeing what's going on in the world, and you read the history of the house of Yahweh, and He creates a work in the Garden of Eden only to allow it to be destroyed. What did He accomplish? He accomplished exactly what He wanted to accomplish at that time period. He created, he called, he bred, he had a breeding program that He carefully guided and directed and made sure that Satan didn't touch that breeding program. And each place where He had a prophesied work, that work was performed. Well, that was another step, just another step towards this time period that we're in, the last days, the last generation, the two witnesses, the last witness to remain alive. It was all pointing up and building up to this time period right now. If you just think what a miracle, a great miracle, and how much guidance and direction it would take to bring, to protect a woman to have two children that was actually interested in bringing forth the laws of Yahweh, and nothing deterred them. No matter what it was, even though they were threatened, they were told they were crazy, you know, why don't you come to church with us? Why don't you join the Masons? Why don't you make something out of your life? You want to always be dumb and stupid? Live with dogs and never let them come out of your house? Yes, we've been through that. Think of what it would be like in a time period when the whole world is turned to profaneness. They're all like Sodom and Gomorrah. They've taken over the temple of Yahweh. And then here comes two righteous men. And one of them says, you're a bunch of hypocrites, you Pharisees, you hypocrites. You're not keeping the laws of Yahweh. It's not right that this man should have his brother's wife. And they stood their ground and was murdered. One of them knew he was going to be murdered. He actually knew this, and he knew the suffering that he was going to go through. Now, if you were planning a program like this, you think of mankind and the makeup of mankind and how difficult it would be to bring forth a man who is willing to lay down his life, who's first willing to live without sin, and then he's willing to lay down his life, showing us the love that we should have for one another, giving us an example there to follow, to stand up to. And of course, Yahweh set that first example. Do you know how hard it is for you to get off your can of a morning on Sabbath morning and come serve in Yahweh's house? Try to get somebody to do that, and you'll know what I've been going through. Try to prepare for 2 billion people. Where would you start? Where would you start planning for 2 billion people? And here are people saying all kinds of bad things about every step you make, telling all kinds of lies about you. Someone asked me, why don't you retire? I said, I've retired to do the work of Yahweh. But I want you to think about that, because Yahweh is in control, and his work was planned from the beginning. A work. And then the prophets were planned to bring a prophecy of that work. There's more prophecies of this work in this time period right now than there ever have been again about anything that was done by any of the prophets or apostles. Almost all the prophecies point to this work and Yahshua being the high priest over this work and what this work is going to bring. It's going to be tremendous. It's not apparent right now. It's not apparent. But that's where you need to stop disbelieving, and you need to show Yahweh that you can believe his prophecies. You see, all these prophecies come to pass already. Every one of them, right on the money. Every one. And then you see enormous amounts of prophecy about me in the Holy Scriptures and about Yahshua being the guide of this last work, and Yahweh telling you when this messenger brings this message, that's it. And then Yahshua says, when the bridegroom closes the door, you're sealed out. And all the knocking is not going to help you then. What will help you is to determine right now to be this blessing on the Sabbath day. With your tongue, with your mouth, building up the house, building his house, not trying to tear it down. But it's not apparent, but it's taking place. Sometimes it's not always apparent. Sometimes it is. We are the last, but we are the last that will be first. First to receive what Yahweh offered in Genesis. First. First ones to receive it. Authority over all the creeping things that Yahweh used to create the universe. All the creeping things. We are the first prophesied to receive it. No, you could go down to the nut patch or wherever you wanted to go, thinking you're going to find it there, but you're not going to find it. You're going to find it in this last day's prophesied house. Those prophecies are going to come to pass. If you look over to Matthew 19, he shows you here, and of course, he didn't come out and say it exactly, but he gives you enough here to let you know what he's talking about if you know the prophecies that stand before this. 19, and notice verse 27, when Kepha answered and said unto him, Matthew 19:27, we have forsaken everything. And yes, of course they did. They forsook everything. Some of them held on to and didn't forsake their unbelief. And of course, it's costly when you don't do that. When you don't set your mind on the work, the prophesied work, you can see it. Yeshua said you could see it. You see it. You're sitting in it right now. You've seen everything that come before this and come with it. You've seen what we're doing, what we're preparing for, what we're teaching. What I've been teaching now for 40 years, over 40 years in this wilderness of Satan worshipers. But he says, we've forsaken all. We've forsaken all. And Yeshua said to them, truly I say to you, in the messianic restoration, when the Son of Man will set up on the throne of his glory, you who have followed me, is speaking to, brethren, of you right now. Because you're following Yeshua when Yahweh calls you to his house. I'll prove that to you in just a moment. You who have followed me will set up on 12 thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And of course, they're going to be limited to that for a while. And everyone who has forsaken houses, brothers, sisters, fathers or mothers, children, for my name's sake. Of course, the families, they want to keep you tied up with them, and they think it's strange that you don't run with them in their revelry and in their adultery and fornication, sodomy, bestiality. If you're one of those, you will be praised by them. Everyone is praised by his own. And of course, if you're one of them, then you will not be persecuted. You don't see in it. You don't see this evil being persecuted. You're seeing it built. Believe it or not, the prophet said that's exactly what you would see in this time period. You'll see sodomy abound. What are you seeing today but sodomy abounding? It's taken over the governments. The U.S. News and World Report, I think it was USA Today, said that if they took out all the homosexuals or stopped them from working in the Catholic Church, the Catholic Church would have to shut down. It would die. There'd be no one left to do any work. Now, that's how bad it is in this time period. What about your armed services? Do you see all the people that's committing suicide? Do you know why they're committing suicide? One report is they're being raped. What does this say about what's going on in our armed forces? What else are they going to take over? What else have they taken over? Think of what it's come to in our time period. What did your scripture say? Yeshua said, when you see it, when you see this iniquity abound, what kind of person should you be? Be the best. Be the best that you can be. And not on your own. Be what you're told to be. Go to the place Yahweh chooses to place his name. And there, ask the priest, what do you want me to be? And he will show you, he says, and don't turn from it, or you will be rejected by Yahweh. How much plainer could it be than that? Okay, he said, everyone who has forsaken all these people and everything will receive 100-fold from me and everlasting life. You'll inherit it. However, many who are first now will be last. And we added a word there. You should cross it out. It's not there. But put those instead. Those who are last will be first. Those who are last are going to be first. Speaking of this inheritance that we see prophesied, of course, in Genesis, the first chapter. In Revelations 10, if you combine this, let's go over there. I was going to just quote it, but let's go to Revelations 10. And And notice what your Savior is saying to you. If you're at his house, he's teaching you. And you better wake up to what he's saying at his house. In Revelation 10, and notice here now, verse 7. He says, but in the days of the voice of the seventh Moloch, when he will begin to sound the great secret of Yahweh, the secrets of Yahweh. Well, Daniel showed you some of those secrets of the two witnesses, how they would establish a work. Zechariah showed it. No one understood it. Isaiah saw it. The scholars are still struggling to try to find out who these people are. Who are they? Who is this servant? Who is this branch? Well, some say it's Joshua who Ben Nun. No, he's been dead 1,000 years before this prophecy was written. But this, they're grasping in the dark. We're the only ones on the face of the earth, brethren, that know these prophecies, and they're now being revealed to the world. Think about a miracle, what a miracle that is. The great secret of Yahweh would be finished, as he declared to his servants the prophets. Notice, as he declared, not things that are not declared, but as he declared by his servants the prophets, I will have no work. Most assuredly, I will not have a work other than this one that is prophesied for this time period. We're the last lamp, we're the olive tree, we're the branch spoken of by Yahshua himself as prophesied. The work. The scriptures show each plays of the work in the time period, the work prophesied in the last days in Genesis 49:10, where everyone is fastened to the branch. You think that prophecy is going to fail? No, everyone that is fastened to the branch will be first. That's what you just read. If you're fastened to this branch in Genesis 49:10, you will be first. First, one of the first that is going to receive this great authority. And then Isaiah, even though Abel was killed, and all these people turned to Satan and took over, they became a multitude of nations, as said, but there was nothing said that they would be righteous. Nothing. Nothing said they would bring forth the righteousness of Yahweh. Yahweh prophesied 7 works that would bring forth his righteousness and offer to the world his righteousness. But he said they'll reject it. They're going to be like Sodom and Gomorrah. You see any queers around today anywhere? Like Sodom and Gomorrah. You think that prophecy is wrong? That prophecy is right, as it is this prophecy that makes me stand here this day pleading with everyone to become righteous. Yes. Isaiah 49:1 says this is going to take place in the last days, to tie the donkeys to the branch, the donkeys' coats to the branch. The donkeys' coats are going to be first. They're the last. They're after mommy. But they're going to be first, and they're going to resurrect mommy. Yes. They're going to have that power, that authority over the enzymes that man is disrupting right now and destroying. The enzymes that Yahweh calls the firmament from which you breathe, from which you live, from which everything lives. Man is destroying it. Along with the sea, the birds are dying. Have you seen a rat? Has anyone seen a rat or a mouse this year? I haven't. Seen very few birds. They're seeing death everywhere now. And you're only getting a small percentage of the reports that's coming in. People are dying too. They're keeping that secret. As this one guy said, they want to keep you dumbed down, and they're doing so. Turn over to, I just quoted you Isaiah 2:2, where he says, let's go back to Malachi. Isaiah 2:2, Isaiah 2:2. I don't want you to turn to that. I want you to turn to Malachi. But Isaiah 2:2 said, I'll establish my house in the last day. Genesis said it before that. Genesis showed you Yahshua in Genesis 49, verses 10 and 11, and we've covered it. I've covered it several times already. He showed you this work in the last days of tying, being tied by Yahshua. Yahshua is the one that's doing it. You're the one that's resisting the rope that he ties you with. That rope is the word of Yahweh that proceeds forth from the mouth of the seventh Moloch, the seventh messenger. And when he speaks in the last days, the seventh messenger is in the last day. That's what Yahshua shows you. Malachi. So what are you supposed to do? Look at Malachi 3 and verse 7. He said, ever since the days of your fathers, you have turned away from my ordinances and have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you, says Yahweh of hosts. But you said, how will we return? It's like going to the priest and saying, what shall I do? Same words is shown in Deuteronomy 12 and Deuteronomy 17. Will a man, here's the priest's answer, will a man rob Yahweh? Will you hold back the work by withholding your tithes from stealing from Yahweh? Are you going to do this? He's asking you the question. Your forefathers before this did this, holding back the work. Yes, Yahweh allowed it. In fact, everything was a part of his plan. It was a part of his plan to allow mankind to make his work suffer. It was in his plan to allow Abel to be killed. Abel did a work for Yahweh. Yes, Yahweh instructed, prophesied, and that work was done. There's much prophecy that was given about Abel and what it was going to do. One of the first steps of Yahweh's preaching was done at Abel, through Abel, by Abel. And the last Abel Yahweh talks about, if you look at that, some of the prophecies is actually referring back to what he learns from the first Abel. Well, we'll bring that in detail later. But anyway, will a man rob Yahweh? Will you? Will you rob Yahweh? Will you hurt this work in the last days? The work will make it without you. Yahweh just wants to prove whether you will be a part of it or not. Because if you're not a part of it, if you steal from it, then you're not a part of it. That's an absolute fact. As for me, accusing me, everything that I make, everything that every business Yahweh gave me, and I can prove this for a fact, the money has gone right back into this work, helping you. Yes, we've been investigated. They were saying, surely there's something wrong here. And they investigated us in every field. Surely a man can't give everything he owns to a church. Okay, verse 8. Will a man rob Yahweh? Or will you rob Yahweh? Yet you have robbed me, but you say, how have we robbed you? In tithe and in offerings. Now he's speaking to priests here that was running the temple, but that wasn't his house. That wasn't his house that they were stealing from. He was stealing from his house, and they were using it to a non-profitable, that is, it didn't have salvation. And he was speaking to these people saying, from your fathers, from the time of your fathers till now, you're doing the same thing you're doing right now. In Malachi's time period, in tithe and in offerings, he says, you've robbed me. You're cursed with a curse. Well, what is that curse? It's death. Cursed with a curse. You won't have eternal life. You could have partaken of eternal life, but you didn't. It was being offered to you. Yes, there was a prophesied lamp at that time going out right here. A lamp that was shedding oil from the tree that Yahweh put in the Garden of Eden, the original that Abel was the first part of. Yes, this whole nation of Israel is speaking to the nation of Israel, for you have robbed me. Bring your tithe into the storehouse that there may be food in my house, and prove me. Prove me, and Yahweh will prove you in the same way. That's how he's proving you. I look on over to chapter 4. If you don't want to do this, this is the curse for you right here. And this is speaking of the last days, you sitting here in this house. Behold, the day comes that will burn like an oven. And all the wicked, he says, all the proud, and yea, those who are too proud, those who are too proud to humble themselves to the priest. Well, I don't like what they said. They said they didn't want me drinking wine at the feast. Well, that's not lawful. It's not. I can show you scripture where it is, if that would make you believe it. Burn like an oven, and all the proud, those who won't humble themselves, as Yeshua said, like a little child, is going to be stubble. Well, that's the curse that is in store for you. It will leave them neither root nor branch. No, all the wickedness and Satan is going to be wiped out. That's our job. That's the power. That's the authority you're going to receive first. First before any of the others receive it. But for you who reverence my name, how do you reverence Yahweh's name? By keeping his laws. The first law is seek first the kingdom. That's the first law. What's he talking about? Seek the place where I choose through prophecy to place my name. Go to the one there sent, prophesied of, and he will tell you what to do. He's going to bring perfection, Yahweh said, not only here, but to the universe, brethren. That's what our job is for. Now, this is the great plan of Yahweh, and we're the last generation, brethren. We're the first that's going to receive the power to actually go to the universe with this message. And they're waiting on us. You'd be surprised, the trillions, or I can't go any higher than that. I don't even know the next one. I don't know a trillion. I know what a million is. I can see that, but Oki can't see anything higher. You know. It took me several years to count to 10. And I notice our children now, they're at 1 year old and count as far as they want to go. They just keep going, going and going. They read the Holy Scriptures at 1 year old. You know, I had to work for it. And you will tread down the wicked. They're going to be ashes under your feet. Remember the law of Moshe. That's what I'm going to teach. Yes. Remember the law of Moshe? Yahweh says it's coming to you from my mouth. Sharper than a two-edged sword. And yes, I know I'm hated. But I'm going to bring you eternal life if you'll submit yourself and listen. Well, Yahweh's work is prophesied. The judgment of the wicked, those things are right there for you to see. If that's what you're doing, if you're stealing from Yahweh, that's your reward. You've chosen your reward, Yahweh said. Whether you cut a dog's throat or butcher a lamb or whatever, you've made the choice. Let's go over now to Luke, because some great things are shown here about Yeshua here in this last day's work. If you'll go to Luke chapter 6. Now, you've got to understand this, so pay close attention here to what the Savior is saying to you. Luke 6. And notice verse 45. He says, a righteous man, Luke 6 and verse 45, out of the righteous treasure of his heart brings forth that which is righteous. Well, Yeshua showed your heart. It's shown all through the Holy Scripture. Your heart doesn't make decisions, but your heart gives forth the desire. Yahweh works through your heart to bring desires to your mind. Now, this has been proven scientifically now, but it was in the Scriptures long before it was proven there. But it does work, and without the heart doing this, the mind is not urged to do so. So out of this treasure that you've built up in your heart, because you're desiring to be as Yahweh wants you to be, you're desiring to be humble, that humility is going to come forth from your heart to your brain, and in this way, you'll start being humble. If you're stubborn and rebellious, then you're going to build this in your heart, and the longer you harbor it in your heart, the more difficult it will be to get it out of your heart. Yahweh judges the heart, remember? So if you don't start soon to humbling yourself, you probably won't be able to. And then, yes, and when the bridegroom closes the door, it's closed because there is no hope for you, no hope left for you. That's going to be a sad day because he said, then the weeping and the gnashing of teeth, which should be coming forth now to Yahweh because you can't overcome or you're not overcoming, the weeping and gnashing of teeth should be coming now from you and saying, help me to overcome this. And then go to the priest, and you'll get that help. But you won't get it any other place. You can't get it on your own. Unless you humble yourself and go to the priest, you're disobeying Yahweh to begin with. So you're shut off from him. And that's a fact. And you'll never make it into Yahweh's kingdom. But this righteous man, out of the treasure, rich treasure of his heart, brings forth that which is righteous, because he stored it there. What Yahweh from his laws, statutes, and judgment. And an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth that which is evil. For from the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Now look at verse 46. And why call you me teacher and do not the things that I say? You know, it makes no sense. And he's telling you, it doesn't make any sense to call me teacher, but refuse to obey your teacher. Because your teacher is what you're supposed to be trying to imitate. What your teacher is bringing forth. And Yeshua even says, you can't be better than your teacher. You can't be better. So he's holding up to you someone whose heart, I may make a mistake, but I'm telling you, my heart is filled with Yahweh's way and his work. I have no other desire, no fear or nothing else has turned me. Have you seen me turn? Have you seen me run? No, I've got stronger, if anything. Yahweh has made me stronger in all of this persecution that they've brought it to us. As the prophets did and as the apostles did. But he said, why do you do this and do not the things that I say? Whoever comes to me and hears my sayings, then does them, I will show you what he is like. He is like a man who built a house and he digs down deep and he set the foundation on a rock. And when the floods arose and the waves beat forcefully against the house, they could not shake it. The mountain they built it on won't come flooding down the hill into the roadway. Remember the news? I call that to your attention because I've seen so many people that Yahweh says, count the cost now and make sure you're going to stay. Make sure you're not going to tuck tail and run like a whipped dog. are like a dog going back to its own vomit that he just got rid of. But you'll be like this rock. But he who hears but does it not is like a man who built a house upon the earth without foundation or upon the side of a cliff, and the floods washed it down on the highway. That's real. If one is called today, where are you called to? Now, you're sitting here because you're called. Yahweh shows this. But turn over to Yochanan 6. Yochanan, the 6th chapter now. Yahweh calls you. He shows you exactly where he calls you to. No ifs, ands, and buts. He won't call you to another place. If you go to another place, it's not Yahweh calling you, it's Satan. And she has messages going out from every direction at this time, especially trying to pull people out of the house. Has Yahweh said? Has Yahweh said this? Did Israel say that? In Yochanan 6, you got it? Yochanan 6, chapter 6, and look at verse 44. Yochanan 6, look at verse 44. No man can come to me unless the Father who has sent me draws him. Well, now this limits who can come to the house of Yahweh to begin with. No, Yahweh is not calling the whole world at this time. And he showed that over and over. In fact, this is not really the day of salvation. It's only a day when Yahweh offers salvation to those he calls to his house. That's it. There is no salvation in the world at all. There is no salvation because there was no one prophesied to preach salvation. That's what the prophets tell you. So in the last days, Yahweh is offering salvation from his house to those he calls to his house. Notice here, verse 44, no man can come to me unless the Father who has sent me draws him. Yes, you see a lot of people come and go. Yes, they come out of curiosity to see what the house of Yahweh is and who they can defile and so forth. They come for many reasons. But they can't come to receive salvation or be a part of the kingdom unless Yahweh draws them. No one can come to me unless the Father who has sent me draws him. That's the reason you see people coming and going all the time. Thousands. This building couldn't hold the ones that have left the house of Yahweh. Some he did call. But Yahweh said they wouldn't become grounded. Then he shows you that Yeshua said that. And then he shows you why. They won't accept the oil from the last lamp. The oil, the golden oil that teaches perfection. They won't accept it. They've got a stubborn block set, and they'd rather hang on to that stubborn block. They won't. They'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth soon, and they wish that they had a let go of it. But now they love it more than they love overcoming. No man can come to me unless the Father who has sent me draws him, and I will establish him as a priest at that last day, or in the last days. What's he saying here? No priest? It's only in the last days that he establishes what he promised back then. Do you see what he's saying? This is the work that Yahweh had planned from the beginning. And now, in the last days, he will establish his first priesthood. One that is actually patterned after Yahshua, who made it. That's the perfection promised through Zechariah 4, 5, and 6 chapters. the last days, I will establish him as a priest at the last, in the last days. It is written in the prophets. Yes, it is. What a beautiful thing it showed. It's written in the prophets, but no one could understand it. Secrets have been hidden. And they all will be taught by Yahweh. Therefore, everyone who has heard the Father and has learned from him comes to me. You got that? What a beautiful thing it is. It comes to me. Let me find another card here. 6:45. Let's go over to Isaiah 54. I told you earlier that it looks like, you know, it's not always apparent, but if you just notice what is prophesied. First off, you need to study House of Yahweh literature that comes from Yahweh. It guides you in the scriptures. It guides you to the truth, to this perfection. And if you're busily doing that, the spirit that Yahweh calls you with, that same power that comes down from Yahweh electronically is shown in the scripture that draws you to his house. It will continue to work with you as long as you don't resist it. Once you resist it, you turn the light off. You turn the switch off from the golden oil. And you're sitting there listening, but you're not hearing what I say. And this is what Yeshua said. He said, the reason that you don't understand me is because you can't hear what I'm saying. And I've seen this in the house of Yahweh. And somebody asked somebody else who had just listened to a sermon, deliberately, because I put them up to it, but they asked him, what did he mean when he said so-and-so in his sermon? Oh, I'm sorry, I got distracted and I didn't hear that. Well, they didn't. The fact is, they didn't hear anything that was brought. Sometimes they will pick up things that they use for hatred, but the message coming from Yahweh, they don't get for some reason. It's cut off. It's like turning off a light switch or closing the valve to the oil, to the lamp. Well, here now, remember what he said. They come to me. Everyone who Yahweh has called and is working with, they will come to me, and then they will be made priests in the last days. The priesthood that was promised in Moshe was actually promised before that. It was promised by Abel. The priesthood. Well, Abel was killed. But the work of Yahweh, that is, this message that he brought, that he wrote, that was written, that was preserved in the Ark of Noah, even, and then taken back to Abel and still preserved. And they went there and they said, we'll still receive the answer at Abel. Now, it wasn't widely spread like the evil that was being spread by the elders who Yahweh said was the same as they were when he brought them out of the land of Egypt. Now, he knew this, but in Abraham's seed, he's going to bring blessings to all the world. And part of that blessing, now this is the world's thinking, part of that blessing is they're the wealth of Great Britain and America. And this shows who these multitudes of nations are. Well, Great Britain and America is not the multitudes of nations. The whole world is the multitudes of nations that it's speaking of here. And the blessing they thought that they received then, they didn't receive. It was building. His work prophesied one step at a time. We're the last step that brings us to the priesthood that was promised. And the blessing is not wealth. That is, it's not silver and gold. It's more precious than anything anywhere. Anything that you would have to do, whether it's eat crow, shine shoes, I would to get into that kingdom. I guarantee you I'd do anything I had to do. Well, here now in Isaiah 54, remember Yahshua's words. He said, anyone who Yahweh calls will come to me. There's a lot more to it than just those words, of course. You got to believe in the one sent. You got to believe into the one sent to where you're actually working with him in your heart, being like him, being like Yahweh. Well, verse 13, he says, all your children will be taught by Yahweh. That was the scripture he is teaching. All your children will be taught by Yahweh. And great will be the peace of your children. Great will be this peace. What's he speaking of? The peaceful solution. The peaceful solution character education program. You see that? This is being taught by Yahweh, the scripture he was quoting, that he said it's written by the prophets. The peaceful solution to all your children. In righteousness, you will be established. Established. Remember that word established? In the last days, I will establish my house. In the last days. Now, before this, he shows, in fact, several verses here in chapter shows the downfall of Israel and how Yahweh would offer them salvation, but they would never take it. They would always persecute the prophets. First off, there'd be an inquisition. Then they would arrest them. They'd meet at the White House or the whatever they call their organization and see how to get rid of this character that was telling them they were wrong. Well, in the last days, they're doing the same thing. They hate Yahweh's house, and of course, they're trying. But they're going to fail. Yahweh has already prophesied this will not stop. This work will not fail. He's never done that about any other work. He showed what every other work would do, how they would persecute and kill the prophets. He showed that. They're stiff-necked and rebellious people, and this is what they're going to do, Yahweh said. Everything was prophesied. But that didn't mean Yahweh's plan failed. No, it means that it was proven. His plan was actually proven in every case and in every step to bring forth this priesthood that was accomplished. It was accomplished. It was guarded. Yahshua was the firstborn of many brethren, or the firstborn into this priesthood. And he became high priest over this soon selection of this group right here, soon selection of this priesthood. But this priesthood, brethren, will have power to move mountains. If you have this faith and you endure with this faith, and I don't mean confidence. Yeah, you'd be confident you're going to quit smoking or confident you're not going to drink at the feast or whatever. I think we ought to just quit drinking, period, till Yahshua comes and we have that to celebrate. And I'm one that loves alcohol. I tell you, I can even mention beer and my mouth starts watering. I'm also a foodaholic. You know, I love food. But I have determined in my mind, this is all I'm going to eat, and that's what I do. And I stick with it, like you have to do when you quit smoking. You got to determine first in your mind. And that starts building it up in your heart, and your heart starts supplying your mind with power to do so. And then, finally, you come to the day and you say, that's it, no more. When the thought comes, I'm going to put it out of my mind. Get behind me, Satan, is the way Yahshua put it. Remember that? Tell her, get behind me, Satan. I'm talking about righteousness now. In righteousness, you will be established. In righteousness, you'll be established. You will be far from oppression, for you will not fear from terror. Yes, which means there's going to be terror, but it won't. If you've got your mind set and you're understanding what I'm saying, you know that Yahweh is controlling what is going on in the house of Yahweh, and he's also got his protection, as he shows by this same prophet right here. The place of protection for this work to go forth and bring about 2 billion people that Yahweh has prophesied that he is calling. He is calling at this time. And very soon, those 2 billion people will be, a way will be made for them to come to his house. That is going to take place. For it will not come near you. If you remember the psalm that goes with this, the shadow, Yahweh's feast, his Sabbath days are a shadow over the people in these last days, are on the people to protect them. Now remember that, because Yahweh shows you how this protection is going to take place here. Psalms 91, you need to rehearse that and memorize it if you can. Behold, they will surely assemble. They will. They'll assemble against you. Yes, this is a prophecy for us when your children are going to be taught. Behold, they will surely assemble, but it is not from me. There's assemblies everywhere. But it's not from Yahweh. If it's not prophesied, it's not from Yahweh. Whoever assembles against you will fall for your sake. They will fall for your sake. Let's see, how far do we want to go here? That's further enough. This work started with Yahweh's last day's work. All of Yahweh's work before was allowed to be destroyed by the violent, unrighteous people. It seems as if each prophesied work left nothing. It seems that way, but that is simply not true. Plenty was accomplished by that prophesied work. Abel was killed. The prophets were killed. They were persecuted and killed, but they left a work for us that we're reading right now. This was what Yahweh wanted to accomplish. And then he says, those who have this work, if you believe, Yahshua said, all that the prophets have spoken. He didn't say just believe. He tells you what to believe. The prophets, of course, have spoken of us in the last day. But remember now, Yahshua, it wasn't Isaac. Isaac was merely the first of the breeding program. Isaac wasn't a priest. Isaac will probably be in the kingdom because he kept Yahweh's law. But he's not the first part of the priesthood that was promised. The priesthood that was given to Moshe wasn't the first part of it. And it is not the first, I mean, that will receive the power in these last days. We will be resurrecting those people from the dead. The priesthood that he gave, he actually prophesied what would occur to that priesthood. I will dissolve it, he says. I'm going to dissolve the Levitical priesthood, he said. Then I will establish my work, starting with two witnesses in the last days. Well, it just so occurred, this was prophesied in Genesis 49, verse 10. And the true priest, patterned after Yahweh, who was in heaven, see to it that you make all things according to this pattern. The number one pattern was Yahweh himself, who became a blessing to his creation every Sabbath day. The first thing out of the bed next Sabbath morning, get on your knees, put your kippah and tallit on if you have it, but get on your knees and tell Yahweh, I want to become the blessing like you were on the Sabbath, and ask him to guide you to it. Then seek his house. Get on over here. You know where it is. And ask, what do you want me to do? And we will put your name down and find out. And you will become a part of this work that's going to spread is going to spread. The love, this is love from Yahweh himself. Let's turn over. Now remember, Isaac, we think, well, Isaac was the first one there, and that was what, no, the breeding program is what brings forth the blessing. And the blessing was prophesied. It was prophesied. But that blessing is Yahshua Messiah. And the finishing touch on that blessing, it's not being a blessing yet to the world, being a blessing to you because you're hearing it, and so you're overcoming. And it's, so it's blessing you each Sabbath, Yahweh is, in his house. But the blessing he's talking about, the blessing that is promised Abraham, is peace to the universe. And that's what all the prophets spoke of. But to bring this peace to the universe, a man had to, it had to be proven that a man could actually, the ancestors could actually bring forth a righteous person. Now, why was this necessary? Because we're going to take over the universe. We're going to be ruling it. Now, we're going to be having children. And from those children, sin will not be allowed. Yahshua, sin could not be allowed in Yahshua. So he proved, without any doubt, I can bring forth a man that will not sin. And he did it. And he is our high priest and pattern of Yahweh in heaven. Remember, he's the exact splitting image of Yahweh. And we've got to become the exact splitting image of Yahshua. Yes. What did he do on the Sabbath? Well, he got together with his buddies and he smoked marijuana and booze and drank booze and condemned the house of Yahweh. No, I don't think he did. And I think if you're doing this, you better humble yourself and you better repent in sackcloth and ashes. You better start weeping and gnashing some teeth now because you're going to be doing so later if you don't. And I can't say this, and I'm not going to keep harping on this, but I can't say it any plainer than I'm saying it today. Turn over to Romans now, 8. Romans 8, and look at verse 29. Romans 8 and verse 29. That plan to bring forth that righteous person, then to resurrect that righteous person, because he said all of Israel, or God, all the congregations of Israel, they each had representatives and they all condemned him. Above a murderer, even. He is worse than Al Capone, they said. Oh, no, it wasn't Al Capone. He didn't live till later. Who was it? Barabbas. Yeah, Barabbas. Okay. If they've persecuted me, they'll persecute you. If they say bad things about me, they'll say bad things about you. Why did you think it was so strange? You know, the only ones that thought this was strange was those who haven't been reading or listening to the things I've been saying. Because I actually said, what are you going to do when they arrest me? Do you remember those words? It was said way back then. In 8, that was your test. In Romans 8, verse 29. For whom he did foreknow, he also did foreordain to be conformed to the image of his son. That's you right now. That's the ones that are going to be the priesthood that Yahshua was making in the last days. I will make him a priest, he said. Those that are called, he couldn't have done that. Otherwise, he had to be a high priest to do this. He sits now as high priest over the house of Yahweh, over the ones that follow the donkeys' colts, whose foundation is the prophets and apostle with Yahshua, the chief cornerstone of this house that Yahweh himself is building and says, I'm going to bring perfection to it, to you, if you will allow it. For whom he did foreknow, that he also did foreordain to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn into this priesthood, to inherit this priesthood that was promised. Be careful to do what I tell you to do, he said, and I will make you a priesthood, a holy people. And then you will be made into the image promised in Genesis. There's where the plan was laid out. And then Yahshua will make the first priesthood born into this priesthood group. He will make you a priest. He's the one that will finish the job and make the first priesthood that will receive the power along with Yahshua. No, Yahshua hadn't received it yet. But he will along with us. That's what the scriptures say. Firstborn among many brothers, all dead now, but the dead will hear the voice of Yahshua, which is the seventh Moloch, as I've brought out many times. Well, how do you do this? The law is go to the priest. Go first, seek the kingdom of Yahweh. That's what Yahshua said too. Seek first the kingdom of Yahweh and his righteousness, and all of this will be added to you. I went a little bit over time. I still didn't get it finished, but we'll take up here again next Sabbath, Yahweh willing. If you can take it. I'm going to keep harping till I get this group 100% in perfection with Yahweh. And now, if you endure, then you will keep coming to his house and keep training, and Yahshua will see your endurance, and he will see your attitude of humility as a little child coming to his house to be taught, not to come to his house to condemn it, but to come to his house to be taught and be a part of his house and a part of the blessing that Yahweh showed from the beginning that you must be the image of. May Yahweh bless you, and I'll turn the services back to the next. I love you.